you know, the weather calls for being under the duvet, you know, breakfast in bed situation.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's begin. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. It's how you can join us on Facebook and on YouTube. We'll take some comment off of there. You can also drop your comment with us in the chat room on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. That's our website. Well, let's start with page 9 of the Vanguard newspaper. There's this Ekweremadu story here. Ekweremadu, Senate intervenes, sends delegation to London. Huh. Asks Ministry of Foreign Affairs, other government agencies to provide services.
I mean, what is wrong with us as a people? If care is not taken, they're going to balloon this gentleman's case, and will pay, and he will be the one paying dearly for it. I think we've overdone it at that level. In the first instance, what are you sending a delegation to go and do? This man was not caught, you know, in a government. The charge has nothing to do with the Nigerian government. It has to. It's a personal charge. You haven't done this in the case of other citizens. I mean, it's time for us now to face ourselves squarely and say enough is enough of all this. The man has a charge to face. Let him face it. Now you want to send the delegation. The whole Foreign Affairs Committee wants to go with public funds to go pay him a visit. What kind of nonsense is this? What kind of a country are we? Aren't we even ashamed? And by the way, the government keeps emphasizing the welfare of Ekweremadu and his wife. What about the other boy? Supposing it turns out that the boy himself, has been victimized. He's a Nigerian. Has the Nigerian High Commissioner made any attempt to also talk to the boy? Have they conferred with the boy's family? They're both equal Nigerians. And you cannot determine who is right and who is wrong until this case comes to an end. What? So, yes.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm glad you did, because I was going to continue to run.
So what if this isn't just a visit? What if this is some high-powered delegation for maybe negotiation?
You can't do any of those things, Sheriff. You need to know the country you're dealing with. This is not a banana republic. A system that cut out even the prime minister, that cut out the son of the queen. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
if
I
you
do.
Keep
I
upscaling do. This thing before the case, listen to what Honorable Gbaja said yesterday. That's a more refined approach. How can you send a delegation? And let's even assume you could quietly send one senator to go talk to him without the grandstanding. Mm-hmm. You could easily say, Senator, who is free here to travel? Okay, could you please go and find out and make sure? You have the ambassador there. What are these people going to do? And now you make it look as if that boy is a villain. And he hasn't been declared a villain. You must be open-minded about this case. There are two issues involved. There's the age of the boy. There's also the fact that, was it a commercial action? Two, did he, because even between 15 and 21, did he know the consequences of this thing before you engage him? How many of these people can have their children walk up to them and say, I want to donate my kidney? And let's get real. He's the son of somebody. Let's get real. I'm not giving to any of these sentiments. I think enough is enough. We've just about had enough of this. And we should stop behaving like crybabies. Look, the embassy has done all they can. You've even employed a Queen's Counsel for him without thinking that you need a lawyer also to protect the boy, who is also a fellow Nigerian. He's a fellow Nigerian. I even tell you this. Had this case been between this Nigerian boy, had this case and another national of another country, you would need to protect the interests of that child. Nobody has said anything. Throughout the proceedings, nobody said anything about the boy. Are we only going to take care of the rich and powerful in this country? Is this what we'll continue to do forever? No. No. One more time. No. It is unacceptable. The deal has been done. Make sure that he has good representation and also protect the interests of that boy. What if he turns out to be a minor? He turns out to be a minor. You bandy passports and so on and so forth. All of us know how passports are gotten in Lagos. You can put any age there. What if really, the fact that he was selling spare parts in a computer village doesn't mean he's not 15 or he's underage? And the fact that that is what is put in his passport still doesn't mean that he's not underage. We know what ages are like. Full-grown adults in this country don't even know their age. People in their 70s don't know their age. They don't know when they were born. They don't know anything. Our elite are messing up this country. I'm messing up the image of this country. This is an overkill. The Senate should meet and discuss what the suffering that Nigerians are going through. No lights, no water, no diesel, nothing. It's unfortunate. It's very, very unfortunate. And the sad thing about all of this is that you can complain from now to kingdom come. Nothing will be done. Nothing. You can complain from now. Nobody is going to listen to you. Come election, you vote the same people in. That's why I was asking you jokingly this morning that is there any Ogunsoye that you can give me that won't let a man run mad in this country? Some of the things you see, they confound you. I think we should all rise up and put a stop to this. We should rise up and put a stop to this. Every Nigerian has equal rights under the Constitution. Every Nigerian, whether he's a senator or he's a shoemaker, whether he's a spiritual speller, every Nigerian has equal rights.
When you say rise up and put a stop to it, what exactly do you mean? How do we?
No, this practice. For example, let us even try recalling some of these people. There's nothing wrong in trying.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong. And then, look, we have an opportunity opportunity coming up. Let's try and vote some of these people out who bring our country to ridicule. This is preposterous. I don't see how I could have been a Senate president and allowed this kind of thing to happen. Even if your members are getting excited, you cool them down and say, no. Now, somebody should come and tell me, because I know now there will be Twitter and all kinds of things. Somebody should come and tell me the relevance. Who is the delegation going to meet? This man is in detention or whatever it is in prisons. There are prison rules. You have to apply to see him. All of you can't see him at the same time. Supposing he's only allowed a visitor a day, and how many are they now? They're close to about 11. I don't want to waste time reading out their names. So for 11 days, our senators will be in the best five-star hotel in the UK, waiting to see one man. They will then go in one per day. Nobody's going to bend the rules for you. It's not a diplomatic case. It's a criminal charge. It's a criminal charge. Until you bring further facts, you need to let us know whether the man was set up at a diplomatic level. You haven't said that. It's a criminal case. Ironically, the other person involved is also a Nigerian. Let this simply out. No. All kinds of drama are coming up. Huffing and puffing. We want to look at a diplomatic way of solving these things. It doesn't work that way. Maybe after he's been sentenced. Hopefully not. He'll be found not guilty. But maybe you can then apply diplomatic whatever to say, okay, let him come and spend the rest of his sentence in Nigeria. You can do all that. But the case has to be heard. And let me tell you, there are some cases, drugs, children, cases that involve drugs, children, and sensitive cases like that. Because the way we are going, you might have some rights bodies beginning to spring up. Okay, and now they start demonstrating in front of the Nigerian High Commission and all kinds of things. We don't want that. We don't want that.
Okay, let's move on to page 5 of the Vanguard newspaper. Insecurity, ex-servicemen upbeat over Army's recall plan.
Well. Now the Army has decided that they would take they're ready to take on the services of ex-servicemen, which, first of all, indicates that most likely they're short of personnel. Fair enough. Usually, sometimes, it works like that. Let me quickly alert you to something. The next stage after this, if things don't improve, you youths had better be careful. You could be forcefully recruited into the army. It happened during the Civil War. I remember when you go, let me describe it for you so you see what I'm talking about. When you're in a bus, those days, going from Yaba to Lagos, when you get to Edo, you know there's a train station at Edo. When you get to Edo, you find some soldiers there. They look in the bus and say, you, come down. As you go down, you're going inside the train, you're off to Kaduna in those days. Yes. Under the law, if things get so bad, you can be recruited. Therefore, we need to do everything possible to make sure that we encourage the military to bring this insurrection to an end before it expands. Okay? The other side to it is, okay, so now you need the ex-servicemen, but the question is, how well have you treated them in the past when they retired from the military? That question now needs to be answered. We keep hearing stories of some of them not being able to get their pensions and so on and so forth, difficulties of in this and in that. These same people now, you expect to be patriotic, you want to go and call on. I just want to set the tone for deep thinking on this matter. But yes, it is inevitable. It is time for the army to recall all its personnel in extra military duties, whoever extra military duties, escorting general's wife to a party and all these kind of things. You need every human being on the face of this earth who can be in the military. You need every one of them now. Then if the police have so much police that they have five attached to one musician who's gone to a nightclub, you better look towards the police and see if you can get some of their anti-riot people, put camouflage on them and move them to the front. This is a time for serious business. It's not a time for frivolities when it comes to security. It is definitely not a time for frivolities. We pay homage to our I don't want to use the word our boys, so it doesn't sound derogatory, but we pay homage to them, you know, for what they're doing. If you talk to some of them, forget the big shots. If you talk to some of them who are facing fire, you will know, you will have a sense of what exactly is going on. But it's not looking good. Take away the politics, forget the politics or whatever. It is not looking good. It now appears that our security officers could have been overstretched. May God help Nigeria.
Talking about security, insecurity, our massacre, why Amotekun is yet to parade arrested suspect, according to a source, is on page 10 of the Vanguard newspaper.
I'm at a loss here. I didn't know, in between trying to, as I was being sleepy and trying to make out this story, Amotekun had claimed that they had arrested these people.
Yes, yes, they did.
The police PRO, Muyiwa Adejobi, while giving an update on the arrest of the government, said none of the perpetrators of the Owo massacre has been arrested. I don't understand how this works. For such a sensitive thing, a gruesome murder, I would have thought that Amotekun, on arresting this, would immediately hand them over to the police. The investigation of the crime is beyond the competence of Amotekun. I'm not trying to bring them down, but I don't think they are well-structured to handle a sensitive and massive case like that. Maybe there is some mistrust between the two agencies. I honestly don't know. But that would be a very bad development. That would be very bad. It's almost a week now that Amotekun claimed to have arrested. And they haven't actually told us who these people are. It is very important, at least even if you can't give us their names, give us a fair idea of what it was all about. You see, when you don't give information, then you let all kinds of information fly around, and it's not going to do anybody any good. So my advice to whoever, the commander, whatever, is to, if by now you should have profiled these people. You've had a whole week to do that. You should have profiled them. Hand them over to the police in public, call the press, whatever, and just hand them over and say, look, these are the people, you know. And let's see who exactly they are and what they were up to. We are referring to the attack, in case you just don't know, in which 50 worshippers were gruesomely murdered, while, 100 were seriously injured during the attack. But a source in Amotekun said that the profiling of those arrested will soon be completed, and this is what the source is said to have said to Vanguard. I'm reading this from Vanguard, page 10. It says, I want to assure you that those arrested by the security outfit will be paraded after a thorough profiling by the leadership of the security outfit and our detectives. All the noise that nobody has been arrested is just funny. There'll be noise because it's over a week now and you can't tell us, you know, specifically who these people are, or at least give us a fair idea. So, of course, there'll be noise. And it says, when we're done with our investigation, we'll make it public. And it says the suspects can be paraded now when we are determined to get their sponsors. When I hear things like this, I just laugh. Those who sponsor these people, once they know you've arrested them, whether you present them to the public or not, what in meho, you know, they've taken a back whatever and run for cover. So let us know who they are. There's so much tension on these killings, especially the ethnic coloration. That one needs to be taken out. Let's know who these people are. 50 people massacred in the church during Sunday service. Some people were insinuating it could be related to crime, could be related to drugs, or it could be an ethnic whatever it is. Let us know what it is. Then we would then know what to do next. And it says here, the state commander for Amotekun, Adeleye, was in a meeting at the time of filing this report. The police yesterday said that, oh, they're still in shock about the attack. Oof.
Yeah. We have comments coming through on our website. I would get to those comments in a moment. But let's take this one here from the New Telegraph newspaper. If you're just joining us, you're welcome. It's Daily Today. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. This story on page 27 of the New Telegraph reads, Sanwo-Olu presents 13 cars to outstanding teachers.
There we go again. The welfare of our teachers have been put up as a raffle draw. Very unfortunate. If I were the executive of the National Union of Teachers, I would reject those vehicles. Again, I don't know. I don't understand. We don't have deep reasoning in the things that we do. You do all kinds of things for judges. You pamper them. You give them houses. You give them cars. You give them the people that are responsible for producing these judges. You treat with contempt. And they are both graduates. At the scale, they're probably the same scale. I'm happy for the judges to have that welfare package. But the disparity between that of the judges and the professors who produce these judges, the doctors who treat these judges and treat the nation, is too wide. And therefore, to now come and give them a paltry 13 cars to the teachers who produce people like us, isn't that a bit inhuman? Are teachers condemned on the face of the earth? Even in the UK, I think it was during Tony Blair, they had to make efforts to professionalize the teaching profession. We should make our teaching profession a profession that only the best will want to. Instead, if you apply for law and mass comm and you can't get your points together, take care to education. So what then happens? Now, even with some of the judges that you've appointed, you say some of them are not up to scratch. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you have neglected the teachers who teach them. And I'm using teacher in a generic manner now to include lecturers and professors. Look at how you treat your professors. The last time I went to I don't want to name the university.
Yeah.
I went into my car and I was in deep sorrow when I saw the lecturers. And I said to him, what kind of education is premium, is number one. If you have education, if people are well educated, you will not have the need to have too many judges. Because everybody will understand issues. So is it judges that are going to develop this nation? Or teachers? Is it judges that are going to determine that you have a heavy nation, or doctors? Go and find out what professors in Lasuth, what they get, and compare it to what like I said, I have nothing. How dare I have anything against the judge? Move action warning, me too bad. But what I'm saying is that this disparity, even in the treatment of judges, this government one time lined up judges to come and take the keys of cars. I say, well, I don't understand where all this is coming from. I know that times are hard, but what is good for the goose is also good for the gander. is also good. So let us do a rethink about this. To develop this country, first, go to the social media pages and see the kind of thinking that surfaces. Then you will know that we are in deep trouble. Do you think that 20, 30 years ago, you would find members of the Senate, 17 of them, how many, 11 of them, saying because one of their former members has a private case in the UK, all of them will hop on the plane and go there? It wouldn't have happened in the past. This is a new thinking. And it comes from bad education in the first instance. So this is not to chastise everybody. I know all of us, some of us have a feeling that judges are being extra pampered because politicians find them useful. Fair enough. Find the teachers useful. They're the ones who are going to raise your children. Mm-hmm. If they're not going to raise your children, your own children are abroad. The other children you need to interact with here, they are going to raise them. Look at expressions. I'm not even talking of grammatical errors. Look at the thought that you have out there in the public space. This country is going down the drain. And you sit back and you now do some raffle draw of all the thousands of teachers. You can't we come up, for example, with an ingenious package that takes care of them, make sure that they have, even if you're not going to give them houses, as soon as you come up, you have a scheme that guarantees you a piece of land, a little bungalow, something to call your own. We need a lot, and then compare what you pay the teachers to what you pay the political appointees. I don't know if it still subsists. There was a time we were giving every member of a state assembly an SUV. What work are they doing that is more important than the work of a teacher? I taught before, so I know what it's like. Even albeit youth service, I know what it's like. I know what it takes from people. So I'm not too impressed with this presenting, putting them, and they'll be clapping and dancing and praising God. What we need is a general better treatment for our teachers, our lecturers, our professors. Let us make it a job that people will be attracted to. And some people are born teachers. But don't make their life miserable by binding them to the Philistines the way we do. But for teachers, God bless people like Iyadada, my own teacher. So many of my teachers, D.A. Famoroti, Pakrepi. If it wasn't for these people, I'd be selling gala and them. Imagine me at 67 selling pure water and gala. Where would I be? But for my teachers. Let's get real, though.
Yes, before we go to the punch, let me quickly use this opportunity to sincerely apologize to all our listeners. We went off air. There was a break in transmission during the course of the analysis. But we're back now on the terrestrial platform. Those there that have been watching online, there was no interruption with the online streaming, just terrestrial. And you know what the weather is like. Anytime the weather is like this, you know, these technical hitches can happen sometimes. We're back on air now.
So what you're saying is half of what I was saying, I was talking to myself.
No, actually, quite.
Well, the beauty is you can always go back to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, it was never interrupted online.
So you can always go back to watch it on YouTube.
That's right. Apologies once again.
Are you sure it was the weather?
Yes, most likely. It usually happens like that.
When it rains. I've been in this studio for 1.5 years. It's been raining all this while. This is the first one that's happening.
Yeah. It happens on other shows.
All right.
Why don't you believe me? Why don't you believe me?
I know what happened to me way back then. I told you this morning in Classic FM.
No, but
the truth is, whether it's weather or not, there is nothing, I repeat, and I say it over and over again, there is nothing that either Sheriff or myself or any other commentator in any of the other stations is saying that you already don't know. I mean, so it's okay. It's the weather,
right?
It's always easy to hold devil and God responsible for things.
Well, this was a technical glitch.
Technical glitch. Okay.
Yeah, it happens. You still don't believe me.
No, I believe Emike, I believe you.
Well, we have to go.
Is that the weather again?
We have to go. This one is the time. This one is the time. We have to go now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, what's coming up at night, GT?
Yeah, GT, he has to conclude what he started on Saturday. Okay. I'm not letting him go to let him go just like that.
All right. That's nice. That's coming up at 9. Saturday,
yes.
All right. Thank you. Lagos, we have to go now. Thank you so much for coming, sir.
Weather willing.
I'm Sheriff Quadri. Let's take a break, bring you the news, and when we return, it's Health Thursday, and we discuss living with cancer. Stay here.
They don't disconnect your line. Sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria.